With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice, a program of sacred choral and organ music. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'll be your host for the next hour of wonderful listening. Thanks for joining me. Today's edition of With Heart and Voice will be something of a hymn festival, as we focus on hymns that express both praise and prayer. Our exploration will include wonderful, festive, and introspective music by Gibbons, Hancock, Hampton, Vaughan Williams, and others. We'll begin with an organ setting of one of the great hymns of praise by Charles Wesley with a tune by Carl Glaser, O for a Thousand Tongues to Sing. The incomparable Frederick Swan plays the iconic organ of the former Crystal Cathedral. The choir of St. John's College, Cambridge, sang the hymn Let All the World in Every Corner Sing, one of the best-known texts by 17th-century writer George Herbert. The tune Luckington was composed by Basil Harwood. Christopher Robinson conducted. We began with Frederick Swann playing the hymn O for a Thousand Tongues to Sing on the organ of the Crystal Cathedral. The choir of St. John's College, Cambridge sings again as we listen to a hymn that is essentially a prayer. Orlando Gibbon's Song 13 sets a 17th century text in the hymn Jesu, Grant Me This, I Pray. Christopher Robinson directs. Jesu, Grant Me This, I Pray was sung by the choir of St. John's College, Cambridge, led by Christopher Robinson. One of the most loved hymns of praise is one with words by Joachim Neander and a tune from the Stralsund Gesangbuch of 1665. Praise to the Lord the Almighty is sung by the choir of King's College, Cambridge, directed by Stephen Cleberry. Thomas Williamson is organ scholar.
Thank you.
Stephen Cleberry led the choir of King's College Cambridge in the hymn Praise to the Lord, the Almighty. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Anglican chant has been a means of setting the most ancient of hymns, the Psalms, to music in a way that honors the structure of the original texts. The translations by Miles Coverdale, contained in the Book of Common Prayer of 1662, are the ones most commonly used in the Church of England. And we'll hear a setting of Psalm 148 sung by the choir of King's College, Cambridge, with music by Thomas Atwood Walmsley. Sir David Wilcox directs. David Wilcox led the choir of King's College, Cambridge, in Thomas Walmsley's Anglican chant setting of Psalm 148. One of the fine composers in the American Episcopal tradition in the 20th century was Calvin Hampton. For the hymnal 1982, he wrote an introspective and flowing tune for the hymn, There's a Wideness in God's Mercy. We'll hear it sung by the Grace Cathedral Choir of Men and Boys from San Francisco. Benjamin Bachman directs.
There's a kindness
There's a Wideness in God's Mercy with a musical setting by Calvin Hampton. The Grace Cathedral Choir of Men and Boys of San Francisco sang under the direction of Benjamin Bachman. Jerry Hancock's evocative organ prelude on the hymn tune St. Elizabeth is next. Titled A Paraphrase of St. Elizabeth, it has the feel of one of Dr. Hancock's famous improvisations with rich chromatic harmony and subtle modulations. Todd Wilson plays the organ of St. Thomas Church in New York. Todd Wilson played A Paraphrase of St. Elizabeth by Jerry Hancock on the organ of St. Thomas Church, Fifth Avenue in New York. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Next up is a performance by the Rochester Cathedral Choir of Vaughan Williams' setting of the Te Deum in G. The Te Deum is one of the oldest hymns in the Christian church, dating from the 4th century. Roger Sayer conducts this performance with Sean Farrell at the organ.
Thank you.
The choir of Rochester Cathedral, Kent, sang the Te Deum in G by Ralph Vaughan Williams. Roger Sayer conducted. One of the fine new hymns of the 20th century in the American church is one by Texas church musician Kathleen Thomerson, who wrote both words and music for the hymn, I Want to Walk as a Child of the Light. It's been characterized as both plaintive and triumphant at the same time. We'll hear the University of Texas Chamber Singers, led by James Morrow. Jerry Hancock plays the organ.
Thank you.
The choir of King's College Cambridge sang Be Thou My Vision to the Irish tune Slain, as arranged by John Rutter. Stephen Cleberry conducted. Earlier we heard the hymn I Want to Walk as a Child of the Light by Kathleen Thomerson. It was performed by the University of Texas Chamber Singers, led by James Morrow. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Henry Purcell's strong tune Westminster Abbey is a perfect setting for the 7th century text Christ is Made the Sure Foundation. We'll hear the choir of Westminster Abbey sing as they're led by Martin Neary and accompanied by Martin Baker.
Thank you.
choir of Westminster Abbey sang two hymns, we just heard a hymn setting of the prayer of St. Francis, Make Me a Channel of Your Peace, with music by Sebastian Temple and arranged by Martin Neary. Earlier they sang Christ is Made the Sure Foundation with a tune by Henry Purcell. Martin Neary conducted with Martin Baker at the organ. Sir Hubert Parry's tune Laudate Dominum provides a solid foundation for the hymn O Praise Ye the Lord. The text is based on Psalms 148 and 150 and was included by Parry in a larger piece called Hear My Words, written in 1894. The choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London sings, Malcolm Archer directs, with Hugh Williams playing the organ. The hymn, O Praise Ye the Lord, was sung by the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London. Malcolm Archer directed. Heroic music for organ and brass is next, as we hear organist Mel Butler and the Boston Brass perform Eugène Gigou's exciting Grand Cœur Dialogué. They perform at St. Mark's Cathedral in Seattle, which houses a wonderful Flintrop organ. Thank you. Mel Butler and the Boston Brass performed Grand Cœur Dialogué by Eugène Gigoux. Thank you for joining me for With Heart and Voice today as we've listened to hymns of praise and hymns of prayer. I hope you found the selections on today's program to be inspiring and uplifting. Some of the recordings on today's program come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. You can find more information about this program and listen to audio on the web at withheartandvoice.org. You can also get news about us on Twitter. Follow at @WHeartAndVoice for previews, pictures, and updates. And if you'd like to write to us, we'd love to hear from you. You can send email to withheartandvoice@wxxi.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher. Executive producer is Gene Fisher. And I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.